from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's go live to AccuWeather's World Headquarters. Meteorologist Heather Zehr, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, hot and sticky, but it looks like we're going to get a break in between. We got this line of showers out to the west headed our way for, what, late night or tomorrow? How's this roll out?
Right. It looks like it's going to be a little while till it gets here. Probably no earlier than late tonight. But I think the bulk of the nasty weather that we're going to have to worry about, that looks a lot like the line that's approaching Chicago right now, I think that's going to be during the afternoon and early nighttime hours for tomorrow. So mostly it's just hot and humid for today. We're going to have another day with highs in the 90s. Then it looks like we're probably not going to get below 70 in most places tonight. So another sticky night. There can be a shower or thunderstorm out ahead of that main area of storms. That can be as early as late tonight or early tomorrow morning. But I think the bulk of it is going to be tomorrow afternoon into the early nighttime hours, right ahead of a cold front that's finally going to bring about some changes. So unfortunately, it does come with the risk of thunderstorms that can bring flash flooding and damaging winds. But the good news is that the humidity is going to be dropping for Sunday behind it. And by Labor Day, a big old high pressure area is moving in and it looks sunny and beautiful.
Heather, Paul Rasmussen here. I've noticed leaves coming down in my neighborhood. I'm seeing bucks. And when we see bucks, we think fall. And it seems to me that we're running a little ahead of schedule, in particular, in terms of the change of seasons, ahead of meteorological fall. Do you agree or would you disagree?
I have noticed the same thing. I was actually just noticing as I was leaving AccuWeather headquarters yesterday, I was like, you know, some of these trees starting to drop a few of their leaves. And I think that mostly is having to do with how dry it's been kind of recently. And that's kind of why we're starting to see it off. Now, we're at the fringes of that dry weather. It's very dry as you get down into West Virginia and over into western West Virginia and across the Ohio River over into southeastern Ohio. Extremely dry, exceptionally. Drought levels there. They just really are yearning for some rain in those places. We're kind of on the fringe of that. We're not quite to the point where it's abnormally dry, but we're getting to that borderline area. And I think that if it wasn't for this rain coming in, that we'd probably get into it over the next couple of days. So the fact that we're going to get some rain is good.
Before you go, we got a noon kickoff in Pittsburgh for Pitt, Kent State, then down in Morgantown, as you know, the Nittany Lions and the Mountaineers. Yep. So is the timeline of this line of thunderstorms late in the afternoon, as you mentioned, hopefully after 4 o'clock?
I'm hoping that is the case. I'm worried about 4 o'clock being a time where we might see the storms coming in during the game. So that, I think, is going to be the biggest concern for those games tomorrow. Yeah.
All right. Well, appreciate the update. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
So, if you're headed to either game, you want to be prepared because there's a possibility, as you heard Heather say, especially late in the game, for some shower activity. And, Paul, I've been in these games where this time of year, if you get a flash of lightning, then you got to shut things down for a minimum.
Amazing, isn't it?
Of 30 minutes, and it could be usually is longer.
You know, let's hope the timing is what it is. Let's hope that they have the noon kickoffs and everything goes smoothly, and then they do get the rain and the thunderstorms well after the game. It'll help wash down the parking lots.
Yeah, after the game, I'm going to grab some ribs, sit in my car, and eat them when the storms come. How's that?
Perfect.
How dry I am.
Don't forget the moist towelettes.
There. Yes, Paul has a stand that he's setting up somewhere in the North Shore where he'll be selling moist towelettes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.